Page 105. Production Machine. Conversations instead focused on the workers' favorite stars, and once the talk centered on their idols, they would not stop talking for another hour. The next night the radios were on and production resumed as normal. This case illustrates that the workers would act militantly not solely for economic reasons but also for cultural activities that they saw as an important part of their daily life. Love songs and stories, full of romance and fascination, were the most fertile soil for daydreaming, alleviating work pressure, and lessening nostalgia for home. The alienation of the labor seemed lessened by popular songs and singers. The radio provided not only entertainment for enduring long working hours and harsh working conditions but also opportunities to hear about the outside world, the only way to loosen the binds of bodily imprisonment in the workplace. Although strictly regulated by factory codes, the workers nevertheless were free in their daydreams and imagination. Stopping the radio meant intervening in their private lives and thus into the rights on which they would not compromise. During the radio event, even the foreman and the line leaders were on the side of the workers. They went.